This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Hey everyone, welcome to Slash and Cast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror.
Did you just say Slash and Cast?
Yeah, redo it please.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey everyone, welcome to Slash and Cast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror. Brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slasher Media. How are we doing everybody? I am doing fantastic. I'm going to describe myself as long as I can before I introduce my other co-host, Jordan.
Hello everyone, I'm Slasher, also known as Jordan.
Yeah, I'm Slasher, Jordan. Yeah, but Will, or as Terrell, couldn't be here with us today.
Yeah, he's battling
he's not a cold.
He's battling.
Yeah, he hasn't passed away, if that's what you were thinking with that.
He's battling a cold, and we wish him all the best for that. But yeah, we needed to do SlasherCast, so we know more about horror than he does. So we suggested that we do SlasherCast, but we're gonna obviously as of you're watching this. We didn't upload a Media Universe episode last week. We decided because, one, it was Will's hosted episode, and we didn't want to do it, obviously, without him.
We can't do it without the host.
So, as of this episode, yesterday, Media Universe came out. It didn't come out last week, which I need to make a Twitter announcement about that.
That's the problem with recording episodes.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. We record episodes a week in advance. So obviously, we're recording this right now on the 21st of October. We're recording this on the 21st of September, and this episode actually comes out on the 1st of October. Yeah, this episode comes out on the 1st of October. It's almost at the end of the month. So this episode actually comes out the day that Venom Let There Be Carnage does.
Which, hopefully, is a good film. It looks good.
Apparently there's a really cool... Apparently there's a really surprising end credits scene.
Yeah, so everyone stay tuned.
I've tried to stay away from any spoilers because I know that they did a fan screening for it, and Tom Hardy had to basically tell everybody in the audience not to spoil the end credit scene because apparently it's a big one.
That reminds me of there was a screening for Nut Far From Home, and Tom Holland had to go and said, "Please don't spoil anything."
What, like he does every film?
it was like, I hope you enjoyed the movie, like, but please don't spoil anything. And like we haven't seen the movie Endgame. Yet.
Like it with fucking Endgame. Because I remember when he did Endgame, when the Endgame was coming out, he had a package, he opened it, and then he saw something on it that says, "Do not show this on video."
I think that was Infinity War, wasn't it?
No, it was Endgame, I swear it was. Or if anyone.
I don't know, but Mark Ruffalo can't keep
it's in either one of them anyway.
Mark Ruffalo can't keep secrets either.
Accidentally was still live on Instagram while at the premiere for One at Films.
And he also said in an Infinity War interview before it came out, it says, "Literally everyone dies."
Yeah. And then everybody just looked at him like I can't remember who we did an interview with, but everybody just looked at him and said, "No!" And he goes, "No, not everybody dies." Oh, I'm just sat there like, "You fucking idiot." It's because Marvel are just very secretive when it comes to their films. It's weird.
Well, not Disney,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's Marvel mainly. It's like Disney when it comes to their films, like their other films, they're not secretive because out of all the films, Marvel are the only one that's a cinematic universe.
Yeah, Kevin Feige is...
Kevin Feige is very protective.
Kevin Feige? I thought it was Kevin Feige.
No, it's Kevin Feige. So yeah, do you want to introduce what we're doing today? We went off a little rant there.
No, it looks... I swear, it's F-E-I-G-E.
No, it's pronounced Fage. Everybody pronounces it Fage.
Fage.
Yeah.
It's F what? They're actually on pronunciation. F-Y, Fi, and then G.
Yeah, Fage.
Fage.
Yeah, whatever. Right, introduce what we're doing.
Yeah, so today we're finishing the Predator franchise, because we've still got the AVP movies to do, by reading through the 2018 plot of the Predator movie.
Did you go to see this?
I went to see it. It was quite a while ago, so my memory is not quite jogged.
I remember that it was more comedic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because, if I remember correctly, obviously this film was actually directed by Shane Black, who you may know was in the original Predator film. And a lot of people were excited the fact that Shane Black was directing a Predator movie. And so a lot of people like his films, and then came out and it didn't get as good as reception. I thought it was all right. There were things wrong with it, but yet, you know,
it made barely under double of what they paid to make it.
Directed by Shane Black, produced by John Davis, Bill Bannerman, and Ira Napilio. Those were executive producers.
Yeah.
Written by Fred Decker and Shane Black. Starring Boyd Holbrook, Tevent Rhodes, Jacob Tremblay, Keegan-Michael Key, Olivia Munn, Thomas Jane, Alfie Allen, Sterling K. Brown. Runtime released September 14th, 2018, which I went to see it, and then the month after I went to see Halloween. So I went to see this, and then I went to see Halloween. Distributed by 20th Century Fox. Running time of 107 minutes. It budgeted at $88 million, and worldwide grossed $160 million.
Yeah. So if you watch our last episode where we talked about the 2010 Predator film, well, Predators, this does not follow that film. Instead, it follows the original 1990 Predator 2 film.
No, Predators is still canon to this.
No, it's not.
I swear it is.
No, it even says this is a sequel to the 1990 film.
Wait, so does Predator 2 even matter to this?
Predator, that's what, yeah, because the original Predator wasn't made in 1990.
So it is only a sequel to
the first two. 2010 does not matter. 2010 was supposed to be a reboot and it completely flopped.
Fair enough then. I didn't know that. I thought this was still canon to it.
Unless I am wrong, but I believe the 2010 one is not canon at all. And they only implemented things from that.
So who's reading first?
I think it's... Well, I think it would have been Will, but he's not here. But it's you.
Let me check. No, I think Will... No, Will hosted the last time, so it wouldn't have been him. I think it was me.
No, if it hosted the last time, then it would have gone first this time.
No.
It might be you. We'll just do it with you first. It doesn't really matter.
Oh no, I hosted the last episode. So
yeah, so you talk this one.
Right. I'll do it and then obviously next week we'll be back to normal. Right. So let's start. In deep space, a predator craft is pursued and fired upon by another predator vessel. Escaping when it opens a wormhole to jump away, it arrives at Earth where damage from its confrontation causes it to crash land. The pilot ejecting a pod that comes down in Mexico, interrupting a covert American anti-drug enforcement operation. The predator on board attacks the three men Army Ranger team, but the final surviving member, a sniper named Quinn McKenna, manages to seriously wound the creature with its own weaponry. McKenna escapes with several pieces of stolen predator equipment. While the predator itself is captured by a task force from the Project Stargazer that arrives on the scene, led by Agent Traeger?
I think it's Traeger, so... Traeger.
McKenna reaches a nearby town and manages to mail the stolen predator tech home to keep it safe before he too is apprehended. Yeah, I'm just going to put some dangerous fucking alien tech into a box, ship it to my house back home, where I have a kid and a wife who could look in it and go, "Ooh, daddy's got me some toys." Just puts the fucking laser cannon on it. It's like, "Ooh, what's this do?" Boom! Mom!
They use plasma rifle at a 40 watt range.
There's a hole in wall. I think Dad's bought us some weird fucking toys. Even gives him a fucking helmet as well, which is funny because when he got, because this is one of parts of this is set on Halloween.
Yeah, it's around about Halloween.
If it doesn't say what the kid does, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
I think it will.
Go on.
Taken back to the United States, McKenna is debriefed by Stargazer personnel, correctly guessing that they seek to silence him for what he has seen. He's eventually shipped off with a busload of military prisoners who suffer from a range of mental conditions and who have christened themselves the Loonies as a result. Meanwhile, the captive predator is taken to a laboratory where it is studied by Stargazer scientists, including Sean Keyes, son of the late Peter Keyes, and evolutionary biologist Casey Brackett. Elsewhere, military radar detects another predator vessel entering Earth's atmosphere, and a pair of F-22 Raptors are dispatched to investigate. I think those are the dogs, aren't they?
What?
Are those the predator dogs? F-22 Raptors?
Yeah, I believe so, because, there are predator
dogs in this. Oh, no. They're just a freaking pup. Fighter jets.
Oh, yeah. There are predator dogs.
I thought
dogs,
that was just a cunt.
No, there are predator dogs
in this.
There
are dogs. Yeah, but I got mixed up. I was thinking it came way too early. Then a dispatch to investigate. The predator ship quickly destroys the two fighters before making for the Stargazer base. Seemingly anticipating the vessel's arrival, the captured predator escapes its bonds and begins rampaging through the facility, slaughtering the soldiers attempting to stop it, but sparing Casey when it finds her cowering naked and unarmed in the decontamination shower. And also picks up a classic, I think it's Pred 2 armor?
Yeah, because I think it lost its mask. Yeah.
Yeah, it picks up Pred 2 armor.
Oh, it has a different mask, actually. No, yeah, it has a different mask, this one.
Yeah, it doesn't have his new one, it picks up an old one. Because it's like in a museum, sort of.
Yeah.
Or the like behind like Casey.
Come on. Yeah.
What do you mean, what is
it? Oh, wait, it's me. Oh, yeah.
Jordan.
But yeah, it picks up armor and, because obviously at this point, predators have been coming to Earth for years now at this point that they've decided that humans have been collecting a lot more predator tech and trying to use it, like museums and stuff, and this whole, like, obviously this whole project, this whole government project thing is for the predators, and they've learned, humans have learned that Earth is dying and all that, and we'll get to that after we've read it all, but this film has a lot of interesting stuff, but just doesn't do it right.
Apparently, the notable facts about this the fugitive one, it stole the Predator Killer biohelmet and wrist gauntlet taken by Quinn McKenna. So that's... that's the new one, apparently.
You do.
The suit was stolen by the... The suit was stolen by the fugitive predator and brought to Earth, where it was hunted down by the upgraded one.
Yeah, because the Predator Killer is a predator-made armor for humans. It's for humans to be able to fight predators. It's basically, I think it's because we'll get to it at the end. I have an explanation behind it. The loonies witness the creature's escape firsthand and use the distraction to overpower their guards, fleeing the base with Casey. They hide out at a motel where McKenna informs the others of the predator equipment he stole in Mexico. He now fears. Jesus. He now fears.
I think it's he now, comma, now fears.
Yeah, he now fears the predator will be heading to his home to retrieve it, endangering his estranged wife, Emily, and autistic son, Rory. The group agrees to help save his family, but upon arriving, they discover that Rory has already gone out trick-or-treating. It is saying it. Wearing the recovered equipment as his costume. Searching the neighborhood, McKenna and the loonies find him just in time to save him from a pair of predator dogs. There we go. The group is then confronted by the escaped predator and they flee with Rory to a nearby school. Inside, McKenna is cornered by the creature. He prepares to give back its lost technology. It the hopes it will spare him and his son, but before he can hand it over, the predator is attacked by a second, much larger predator, which quickly overpowers the first creature and tears off its head. McKenna and the others flee once again. Right, because it didn't say it in that sentence. Before the kid's dad gets there, the kid ends up being confronted by some bullies, and this guy's in this house up top. What does the fucking kid do?
Well, he turns around and the gun pops out and shoots.
Yeah, the gun pops out, shoots at this guy's house, the bullies run off, and the kid somehow is a murderer now.
Well, not intentionally.
But...
The mask just deemed guy in the house a dangerous target.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, it's no biggie. it's no biggie, it's fine. It's completely okay. Creature of head. McKenna and the others flee once again. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Laying low in an abandoned barn, Casey concludes the new creature is a result of genetic experimentation by the predators, in which they are gathering worthy traits from other species and fusing them with their own genome to create an upgraded version of themselves. While both of the loonies go to secure transport, McKenna, Casey, and remaining loony, Nebraska, are captured by Traeger, who shares his theory that the predators anticipate climate change. You sound bored.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
You were yawning as soon as I mentioned climate change.
I'm just saying this, right? For years now, humans have been talking about climate change. Why the fuck would I want to know what's destroying the Earth in this movie?
It's climate change. It's kind of obvious. It's happening.
I know. It's happening in real life. Doesn't mean it has to happen in a fucking movie. So if the predators know that this is happening, why give the humans something to fight predators with?
Like, most movies are supposed to escape us from reality.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
This puts us in reality a bit. Still enough out of reality, but it puts us still in reality.
I mean, there are worse ones where it puts us in reality, but I'm not going to talk about them because some people might not like them, so...
I don't mind films that are based upon true stories, because I love those type of films.
Like Titanic?
No.
What was that one? I can't remember. There was that tsunami in...
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're on about. Can't remember what it's called now.
It's a 2012 one, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called now. I know what you're on about. There is a film called 2012. That's a tsunami one, where a tsunami takes over... engulfs the planet.
San Francisco, where there's earthquakes and tsunamis.
Yeah, and then there's that one that's based on a tsunami at this holiday resort.
Where yeah, that's...
That was the first film I ever saw with Tom Holland in.
Oh, yeah, that Tom Holland is a kid, yeah, isn't it?
Tom Holland was really young when he did that. And
it was a wee lad.
It was first film I saw him in, and then he did it with Ewan McGregor. He played Ewan McGregor's son.
Tom Holland being Spider-Man, being Obi-Wan Kenobi's child.
Yeah, it's funny.
Spider-Man has the Force.
Continue now.
Yeah. While most captured by Traeger, who shares a climate change, will soon lead to the extinction of the human race, and with their ability to retrieve human DNA for further hybridization.
Sorry, I didn't get enough sleep last night.
He is definitely bored of my speaking.
I'm not. Either that, I'm just tired.
It's so soothing that it does put him to sleep.
I'm just tired. No, it's not. I'm just tired.
Thus, they are scrambling to retrieve as much as they can before it is too late.
Am I not allowed to yawn?
No.
Well, I'm going to yawn anyway.
Accounting for an increasing number of incidents in recent times. Seeing Rory drawing a map leading to the deceased Predator's ship, Traeger takes him away to find the vessel. McKenna and the others escape and are reunited with the rest of the loonies set off in pursuit. They don't mention that one of the Predator dogs is actually allies with them.
Which I really like, because it's just funny seeing that kid like treat the Predator dogs like an actual dog.
Comedy. Pete comedy.
Yeah, like Shane Black, he's a funny guy, but he puts a lot of comedy. He puts too much comedy in this, where it's more of an action comedy than a horror sci-fi. More of an action sci-fi horror. I mean, more of an action sci-fi comedy than an action sci-fi horror. By the time they catch up with Traeger, Stargazer personnel have already secured the crashed Predator ship. McKenna and the Loonies launch an assault but are interrupted by the upgraded Predator, which carves a path through the Stargazer security force and boards the vessel. Once aboard, it uses Stargazer-developed translation software to inform the humans outside that it intends to destroy the craft in order to keep it out of their hands. It then offers to give them a head start before it begins hunting them. Forced into an uneasy truce, McKenna, Traeger, and the other survivors flee into the woods as the ship explodes. The Predator soon catches up with them and begins killing off the team. Traeger arms himself with a captured Predator plasma caster, but accidentally kills himself with it.
No, it's just every time I hear plasma, base plasma rifle at the 40-watt range.
No, I'm just saying accidentally kills himself with it. When distracted by...
I think he trips up,
yeah, I think he trips. By and then Kate, he just shoots while Looney's coil and Baxley are grievously wounded and simultaneously shoot... I remember that scene. Actually, to be honest, I felt that fucking scene. Where they just have... Yeah, wounded and simultaneously shoot each other to the end their suffering. Like, because those two were like the comedy duo of the film. And then they have this saddest, funniest ending ever.
No. Rip.
Rip them.
The printer takes Rory, apparently deeming his autism as an advancement in human evolution. And therefore worthy for predator hybridization.
The kid is smart, though.
I know, but here's the thing. What I don't get, like, not anything to autistic people, because I am autistic myself.
And I may be.
Yeah, but you haven't been tested yet, have you?
I'm waiting.
Ah, you're waiting. But I don't think you would want to give anyone the autistic spectrum disorder.
I think it's more what the autistic spectrum can do. Because obviously it's kind of been proven that some autistic people are smart in some ways.
You do know Bill Gates is autistic, don't you?
Yeah, and he's smart as fuck.
And he's one of the biggest people in the world.
And but yeah, I think that's the thing, is that the Predators could use his intelligence from his autism. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I get from it, because this kid is really fucking smart.
Yeah, because in the end, which we'll get to, it does do some impressive things.
Yeah.
And therefore worthy for Predator hybridization, and takes off in its ship. McKenna and the other two remaining loonies, Nebraska and Nettles, jump aboard, but Nettles is killed when the Predator activates the ship's energy shield, slicing off his legs and leaving him to fall from the vessel to his death.
Nice!
Nebraska sacrifices himself to bring the ship down, jumping into an engine, and it crashes back down into the forest below. McKenna, Casey and Rory collectively engage the upgraded Predator, and are finally able to overpower...
So he was yawning now.
But I'm reading, I'm getting bored of my own reading. I'm actually tired as well.
Go.
But sometimes my own voice is droning. In the aftermath, they pay tribute to their fallen comrades.
Aww.
Including the guy whose legs got sliced off in half.
All the jokes that they could have made about that. And they didn't. Sometime later, McKenna visits a scientific laboratory where his son is now working.
No, you haven't finished reading.
No, I know, but just imagine him, just like, you walk down the hallway, his kid just turns around and goes, "Right, Dad, dinner's on me tonight." is now working.
Father, get on the computer.
Is now working to decode Predator technology. While there, he witnesses the opening of a pod that was ejected from the first Predator ship before the upgraded creature destroyed it. A piece of technology emerges, attaching itself to a nearby worker and encasing him in an armored Predator killer suit before deactivating once again. So yeah, right, I just want to say this. So basically, the smaller Predator came to Earth to actually save humanity. Because I think it's like...
He stole the suit and sent it to Earth.
Yeah, I think I think some Predators, and then, like, there's two different sides of Predators. There's Predators who want to hunt and that to upgrade themselves. Then there's another side that think it's getting too much. So obviously Predators want to become the ultimate thing. So once the upgraded Predator was created, this one side was like, no. So that side built the Predator killer armor to give it to humans, to give it at least to one human, at least, to be able to kill these upgraded predators. And that's how it was supposed to be. But obviously the film flopped, and now we're getting another film that's a reboot just called Skulls. Which, if they don't keep the predator look, I'm going to be pissed.
You would think with the skull one, it would make sense to bring back the 2010 mask.
It's that they used. Yeah, it's if I remember, it is supposed to be set during the first time a predator came to Earth. So I don't think it's going to be set in modern day.
It's not. So would it be a sequel to the first one?
It'll be a prequel.
Ah, a prequel.
Because it's about the first predator that ever came to Earth.
Oh, and so it's going to be with freaking cavemen.
In the first movie, when the first movie came out, predators had still been coming to Earth for a while.
It's going to be with fucking cavemen, isn't it?
If it is, how the fuck is a caveman supposed to kill a predator?
Cavemen and dinosaurs.
Predator just throws a... Like, Predator's got a big-ass fucking gun. All a caveman's got is a bloody stick. Right, there is some trivia. The slogan in the teaser poster, "You'll never see him coming," is an obvious reference to the Yorja's cloak, but also a nod to Iron Man 3, which was written and directed by Black, in which the character of the Mandarin notably uses the line, "You'll never see me coming." I didn't know shit. I didn't even like Iron Man 3. I thought it was...
It's okay. I liked all the different suits that it had.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't like the idea of them not having the real Mandarin, and I didn't like the whole idea of... I didn't like Aldridge killing, because he just didn't seem as like a really notable villain.
What about Pepper actually doing something?
Pepper was cool in that film. She was badass. She actually did something. The Predator, then, instead of being a bloody damsel, instead of being a damsel in distress, which I really fucking hate.
Iron Man was a damsel in distress.
Yeah, he was. She bloody saved his ass.
Tony Stark was the damsel.
But the one thing I will give a notable thing to Iron Man 3 is it made it more obvious that even though Tony without his armor is still a hero. The Predator is the first film to depict predators speaking in their own language, as opposed to merely mimicking humans. Oh yeah, they did speak in their own language. Yeah, the Predator shown in the teaser poster is actually the crucified Predator from Predators. Wait, what?
Let me have a look.
The Predator shown in the teaser poster is actually the crucified Predator from Predators, identifiably by the damage to its bio-helmet. Wait, what?
Yeah?
Show me this pitch. Show me this poster.
Yeah, this is the poster, so...
Yeah, but that helmet wasn't even in Predators.
Unless it's a different poster. Let me have a look.
It said teaser poster. So it'd be like one of the first posters that came out.
Predator teaser 2018. Images. Like a teaser poster.
It says it's a crucified predator from Predators, identifiable by the damage to its bio helmet.
Is that one of the teasers? Maybe. It might be that one. Because he's got like more, he's showing more skin.
Show me again.
But there's like loads of other ones. Let me try.
I'm gonna click on this wiki for it.
I'm actually curious.
That's weird that. I don't know what it means. The Predator shown in the teaser poster is actually the crucified Predator from Predators, identifiable by the damage to its biohelmet. Biohelmet. Um, Predator 2018 teaser poster.
Hang on, I think that's the crucified one. He frees him and then gives him back his mask. So you're looking for that mask.
So it's the original Predator mask from the actual old films.
So if we look at the beginning teaser post, that's not the original mask.
Do you know about this one?
I don't know.
The only other one I can find is one that shows a Predator mask, but it's lightning. I've just found something funny.
What?
I'll send it here after recording. I'm not showing it.
I found these cool friggin' China posters for Predator.
I'll have to find it, because I can't see anything related to it.
There's friggin' Predator dressed up like friggin' Marty McFly. We're pretty much just doing the trivia.
Right, 3, 2, 1. Right. So yeah, if we can't find that poster, I'll see if I can find it somewhere at some point.
You might edit it in the friggin' video.
I do know I am gonna show when I talk about the Predator killer armor. I'm gonna put a picture of it. Or if I can find the scene online of the suit up, I'll put that in the video version.
Yeah, I'll read the other two.
Yeah, go on then.
Two unused endings for the film would have involved either Ellen Ripley or Newt being found within the pod that is the subject of interest for the last part for the film. Both women would have been wearing a breather helmet marked with the logo of the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. These endings were filmed with Brianna Watkins portraying both Ripley and Newt, although neither was ultimately used.
What? That would make absolute no sense.
Yeah, because that would have disregarded Aliens 3 and
but
Resurrection.
It would have also disregarded the fact that those films are set in the past. I mean, the future.
Yeah, they're set like in the future.
So, really, Shane Black, with this film, if they kept those in, he would have wanted to actually officially make Aliens and Predator in the same universe.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked, though.
No, because it would... I think everybody... Thing is, played by a different actor...
Oh.
It wouldn't have made sense.
Oh, hang on. This is another thing as well. Inside the Stargazer facility, the makeshift spear uses a severed xenomorph tail used by Lex Woods in Alien vs. Predator is briefly seen. This marks the second time a xenomorph body part has appeared in the Predator film after the drone skull seen in Predator 2.
Yeah, Predator 2 on the wall, there is an alien xenomorph head on the wall. But yeah, that I'm glad they just did the whole Predator killer suit, because having Newt and Ripley in it would have been absolutely awkward. So what are your thoughts and rating?
I liked the film, actually. There was a few things that I didn't understand, but I can't really explain it, to be honest. Like how the dog suddenly turned into an ally. Why the human might some humans think consider let the Predator destroy the equipment so then they won't bother us.
Mm.
But it was still a good film, actually. It wasn't the best Predator film, because the best one I think is the original.
Yeah.
So I think I gave it an 8 last time.
I think you did. What would you rate this?
I rate it just below. I think it's 7.5.
Oh, you're actually doing 7 points now.
I'll do a point.
You're joining the group.
I'm not doing like 0.2s or 4s.
Yeah,
I'm only doing like 0.0s or 5s.
I'm gonna. I like it for what it is. Is this funny action horror sci-fi movie that it is. It's not the best out of the series, because that is obviously the first film with Arnold. The Predator designs are really cool. I wish that the upgraded Predator would have worn a mask and used weaponry more.
Oh, no, I found it.
Have you?
The first teaser poster, look. Hang on. You can see the markings on the right-hand side here.
Oh, yeah.
It was the very first teaser poster.
Oh, it is that mask. Why? When that mask was not even... It wasn't even prominent.
Maybe they didn't make the other masks.
Maybe. They may have wanted to put that mask in, but changed. But yeah, I'm going to give this film a rating of 7.5 as well.
And the Chinese poster looks fucking cool as well.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Look at the fucking Chinese poster.
That's actually really dope. I like that.
It's the same people who made it, friggin' Marty McFly. He had a friggin' red jacket, friggin' backwards cap, and he was on a skateboard.
Oh my god. I'll send you that photo that I found. It was funny. But yeah, I think that's everything we have to say about Predator 2018.
Yeah, and as of now, Predator is finished until Skull comes out.
Yeah, and then we've got the crossover films.
Yeah, and hopefully Will will be back to read the
AVP 1, and then we've got AVP Requiem. Yeah, it's Requiem, isn't it?
Requiem,
yeah. And then that'll be our Alien and Predator franchises done.
Yeah.
About fucking time. Right, so outro time.
Alright, so this has been Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror. And as I mentioned before, brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slasher Media. And as always, we hope to see you guys again next time. And remember, keep on slashing, keep watching horror, and we'll see you horror fans again later.
Bye
for now.
See ya.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!